Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lydia, I didn't see Jordan Greenway for the skate. Is he going to be able to play?
He will not play.
How about Yuri? He played a couple of games in Rochester. What did you hear about him as he comes back now?
Played well. We know what Yuri can offer us, and I thought there's a lot to like about his game, and it'd be another opportunity for him to just to step in and help us win a game.
With Tage out, would you like to give him an opportunity at center, or would you rather put him on wing?
I think initially probably keep him at the wing, but there's an opportunity, I think, to get him in the middle.
Is that something that, even if you don't do it tonight, at some point down the road you want to at least look at?
It is. I think he's seems more comfortable. I think a young player sometimes, a first-year player in the NHL in the middle, sometimes is a little bit of a struggle. But it is something that I think could be an asset for us.
Goaltender?
Levi.
What have you seen, and this is going to be now his actually third straight appearance. He got the one period. Do you see him maybe as he's playing more now, getting his game?
Yeah, you know what? I liked a lot of him. He made a lot of good saves inside that game. You may look at a couple goals and think, maybe one of them that you'd want back. But I think you got to look at the other side, that there was a couple plays even in the third period that he made real good saves on to allow us to win the hockey game. So I think there's a little bit more comfort now. He's getting a little bit more of a rhythm with playing.
When Tage is out there this morning, just how confident do you feel about Wednesday?
I feel real confident about it, yeah. He's pretty close, but I think, when we know we have 3-4 more days, the smartest thing to do is, I can tell you, if this was a playoff game, he'd probably be playing.
You right away, your players knew when that delayed penalty came up, the other thing, you wanted to get the power play into overtime. And just for fans who maybe don't understand what your thoughts are doing that, but your players knew right away, back off, let's take the power play in overtime.
I think just to get the full 2 minutes, 4-3 gives us a bigger advantage. I'm pretty sure that St. Louis was happy. They're on the other side. They're going to get a point for sure. So they're happy with it. Maybe some of our fans weren't happy, but the thinking, and we did need it. We needed the full 2 minutes. We were screaming from the bench just to keep it, and it worked out for us.
If you were playing an Eastern team, would you have not done that?
That's a good decision. I think what you would look at time and point in the season and what the points would mean. But I think there's a good chance if you had that amount of time, you would try to go up ice and at least try to score 6-5 or take that 40 seconds of regular time and not allow a team that's in your division or a team you're fighting with to get a point.
What about overall in overtime? Do you play overtime differently against a Western Conference team than an Eastern Conference team?
I don't think so.
Not till later in the year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe later in the year. But now we're kind of splitting hairs.
Yeah. You know, Lindy, we've talked so much about X's and O's and physical things. The mental side of the game, in that particular game, so much went against you. The guys were alert. The bench was alert on the 4-on-3 thing. How much has the team improved just thinking the game during a game and just dealing with situations?
We're getting a lot better. You know, I even think the discipline, and it's a small thing that after the guy knocked our goaltender down, the discipline that Dahlin showed. You know, we've had good conversations about, you know, the type of penalties he takes and wins he takes them, and I got to give him a lot of credit for just showing the composure. And, you know, normally when somebody's going to knock your goalie, you're going to get in there, and that could have even the score up easily for the officials. But he showed what we needed. I think on the side, even when I called the timeout about there's a certain playoff play they were using, and I didn't want them to be surprised that it came again. And I thought we executed to a tee off that faceoff. So the mental part of it, and the awareness part, is getting a lot better.
Do you think now that Benson's healthy, does he frustrate the other team with the tenacity? And he's like always at the net. He doesn't care if you knock him down. Go ahead, because he'll get right back up and get back at you. I mean, do you think he frustrates the other team?
Yeah, he's starting to catch my eye with the amount of irritation he can get the opposition to consume. He's hard on the puck, and he's around the front of the net, and his play has been really good of late.
How much improvement have you seen throughout the year at net front?
A big improvement. You know, you look at the McLeod goal, you look at that goal, you look at even the play before we start, the 4-on-3, where, you know, tucks down on one knee with a stick on the ice on the backside of the goal. And you know, there's some nights we talk a lot about if you can't get to the goal, you got to get to the backside. You look at the Ranger game, some of the backside goals we scored in that game. You know, I think you, Mike, you asked a question about, you know, not shots going to the net. And part of it was we didn't have people going there, and we had to get people there again. And that was a focus that day in practice, part of our meeting. And I think when we get those two connected, it creates opportunities for us.
What can you expect from a John Tortorella team tonight?
Oh, it's going to be hard to compete. They do have two or three guys that go north in a hurry. You got Tippett, you got Konechny that can get behind you. We got to be really aware of that north game that they got, and they pack it in tight around the net. It's going to be hard to get inside, but we're going to have to do everything we can to get there.
What's your level of curiosity getting a first look at Michkov?
You know, I've heard and I've watched and I've seen a lot of good things. I think that, again, a young player that's finding his way, but he's a guy, that, again, too, that can get in behind you, but highly skilled.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.